Welcome all of you affectionately for this Compassion Tuesday. Those who join us for the first time might be pleased to hear that we have been dedicating Tuesday as a day in the week which is reserved entirely for cultivating compassion. And therefore, in the last session and this one and also the next one, three sessions altogether, we will be giving tips how to build up the compassionate spirit. First of all, we must know that compassion is something inherent. It is something that is lying within all of us, but very often we are active in our life with a thousand urgent things, and we are there on the surface only, where we have to quickly react and no time or simply no practice. We are not practiced in going deep and accessing that underlying quality. And therefore, people need rule books, how to behave, so that human beings don't just act on the surface level where they are full of anger and revenge when something bad happens to them and can't act on forgiveness. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, when our ethics is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, soon the whole world will be blind and toothless. But once you can go deeper, you can forgive, and you can always not just forgive, but wish well for others, then you are very much connected with an essential feeling. And as I said, you do not really need a rule book any longer, guidelines. Compassion itself will tell you how to act properly. Now, I would like to say that most of the time we are a little bit hesitant to face the pain of someone else, because doing that would mean that we lean out of our comfort zone and we are ready to sit with the pain of someone else, to face it, to face also the discomfort of suffering, even if it is in others, and we close our door. We are indifferent. But this won't bring us very far. Last week, I think on Friday, there was a huge downpour here. It was raining. I was reminded of the monsoon season in India. So I had been doing my daily walk, and when it really started to pour down, I saw two people sitting in their house and talking to each other. I could see them through the window, and I was dripping wet, and really it was disastrous. So I shouted, "Can you please let me stand under the roof of your veranda?" And the people looked at each other. They saw my discomfort. They saw my distress. They saw my thing. But they were not willing to engage with that. So through the window, they pointed me somewhere else, to go somewhere else, which was ridiculous because it would mean to walk 5 minutes through the pouring rain. So I signaled, it's okay, I don't want to be a disturbance for you. And said, never mind, it's all right if I get dripping wet. But whenever I now come by this house with the two people sitting there on the table and watching the street through their window, they are feeling very guilty when they see me. They don't feel very well of having sent someone away who was miserable and who needed help. Whenever we show compassion, our heart opens, and whenever we deny to be compassionate to someone, our heart shrinks. And an open heart means joy, and a shrunken heart means misery. The Bhagavad Gita speaks about compassion as something which people who have undergone spiritual training can easily access. In the fourth chapter, Krishna speaks about those who have attained real knowledge by learning from a self-realized soul. And he says, once you have learned this, you will not fall into illusion again, because by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. In very simple words, you will see the interconnectedness of all beings, the common humanity which everyone shares. I'm reminded of something which Albert Einstein wrote when an old rabbi explained to him how he tried to comfort his 19-year-old daughter over the death of her sister. This was a very nice 16-year-old child, and the older daughter of this rabbi was very, very distressed. And he said, well, what should I say to my daughter who laments because she has lost her sister? And Einstein wrote in reply, a human being, he wrote, is a part of the whole, called by us universe. A human being experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest. But this is a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for very few persons who are nearest to us. Our task then must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion, to embrace all living creatures and the whole nature in its beauty. So Einstein says, give up this illusion of being separate. Instead, understand that you are connected with everyone else. Everyone is your brother. Everyone is your sister, so to say. And this is defined by Krishna in the Gita as the state of having learned from a spiritual master. You should see, or you will see, that everyone, all living beings, are part of the Supreme. So this is Compassion Tuesday. We are building or trying to develop this mood of being compassionate to others. And I will suggest to you a few exercises. Everything starts with the right thought in the head, where you change from being indifferent to the sufferings of others to being compassionate with them, this will create a ripple effect. It will extend. So think of, when you see someone suffering, I will be with you in your suffering. I saw this today. There were two people, obviously tourists, who had got lost in the forest, and they needed to make it be at an appointment at a certain time, and they were really looking for the path, and I could see them passing me two times. So I said, please, can I help you? Yes, we need to come to this appointment. Tell us the way out of this forest. I said, I won't just tell you the way of the forest. I will walk you through a special path to the road, which will bring you where you need to go. So this is the first step. I will be with you in whatever problem you face. The second is ask yourself, how would I feel if I would be in a similar situation as these people? Because once you can feel like them, you will know what to do. And then you should slowly go to the third point, where you take action. My dear people who are listening, when the people see that you are willing to step out of your selfishness and be there for them, they will open up to you in new ways which are surprising. There is a statement, I don't know who said it, "I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care." I don't care how much you know. I don't care what you did in your life. I don't care for your achievements until I know how much you care. This is the opening power of compassion. When you try to contact a person and do the first step, "I will be there with you," try to speak in a soothing voice, because then people know, okay, it's all right, he's there. And then simply be present. I will walk you again through the steps. First step to build compassion is just make an intention in your mind, "I will be there with you in your suffering." Second step, and this is very important, is understand what they go through and ask yourself, how would you feel if you would be in the similar situation? For instance, if the people who denied me to just go under the roof of their veranda, which was still outside of their house, if they would have just asked, "How would I feel if I'm in this rain and thunder and so on?" They would have said, "Yeah, come, sit under the veranda and take a rest." Huh? And then from there, it's easy to take action. These are three steps of building compassion, things which you can actually do. I will and the word when we close this evening, give you a very nice exercise to do. For now, I would like to lead you into the compassionate meditation. After this, we will sing a little bit from this meditative state. Moment, I fix this here. Let me just ask Gokrishna. We should go lower. B. Good. Many of you tell me that this is the favorite part, the actual compassion meditation. So, during this meditation, we will actually practice what we just heard. We will go through these three points and we will be with people in their suffering. We will try to emphasize with them, and then we will take action, in this case, send them good wishes. I request you to put everything to the side now and be 100% there as I will guide you into this beautiful meditation. Please find a comfortable and steady sitting position. Maybe when you sit on your chair, you would like to just settle into a peaceful or calming position. Let your hands rest on your knees. Bring your attention to your feet. You might wiggle them a little bit, move them a little. Go upwards to your knees. Sitting bones and relax. Bring your attention to your belly. Try to bring it to the area under your navel and pull in your muscles a little to the spine. Just lengthening a little bit your space under the ribs and sitting really erect. And relax your belly. Bring your attention to your chest. Relax. Back, relax both of your shoulders, left and right. Go down to your elbows and your hands and relax. Try to relax the shoulders even a little more. Good. Bring your attention to your neck, your head. Facial muscles and relax. Please try to relax your face a little bit more. Bring your attention to your mouth. Inside your mouth and relax even your jaw. Finally, sense the feeling of relaxation in your entire body from the toes up to your head. Now focus your attention on your inhale and exhale. Be mindful of your breathing in and out. In. Next, breathe into the heart space. Mentally envision on each inhale, the air travels downwards into your heart space. Rest or sense how this area relaxes and how you can feel a sense of It is somewhere here where the self resides, which is full of boundless joy. Remain in this inner space and think of people you know that need some compassion or some support or someone being there for them. Allow the images of some people, 1, 2, more, to rise in your heart. These people, just like me, the people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of this world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, the people have known sadness, loneliness, and despair. Just like me, people are learning and growing in their lives. Please remain in this space and send your own good wishes, prayers, hopes for support to some people whom you know, and as you do this, try to widen your circle of compassion by including more and more people or groups of people into your good wishes and your prayers for their well-being. We will do this for a minute or so.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
very difficult for each one of us to remove the multitude of suffering. But for the great Viva, the Supreme Being, the most compassionate Lord, it is easy. So therefore we turn to Him in sincere prayer, and there will be effect. Yes, there will be great effect. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Thank you very much for participating. Please try to take something concrete out of this and the previous and the coming Compassionate Tuesday. That is something that will help you to build your own compassion inside. Make it stronger. The first step could be that you are making that extra endeavor to not close the door and be indifferent to the suffering of others by being willing to confront suffering, to face it. It's not always very pleasant. And then making an intention, in whatever capacity I'm able to, I am with you. I am next to you. Then, after having done that, things get much more easy, really. I've made a few notes here. Start sending your compassion or your good wishes with thinking of those you care about deeply. Just offer an intention for your well-being. May you be well, something like that, in this particular situation of despair, hopelessness, illness, and so on. Then expand the circle of your compassion by adding people to the list who may not be so close to you as the dear ones, near and dear ones. And at least, at least once a day, take the opportunity to improve the life of someone. You will see, once you become aware and look for this, you will find those. You will find them maybe in your own family, your partners, your children, the neighbors, people whom you meet while you go about in the town, who may need an orientation or may need a little support. Maybe they've run low on their batteries, can't make an important phone call. And you say, yes, here, you can use my phone. And as you are practicing these practical deeds of compassion, you build up your compassion muscle. But please don't forget, and this is the point of Compassion Tuesday, everything starts with the right thought here, between, you know, in the head. Everything starts by choosing a wise response over an angry, frustrated, disappointed response. And then go from the inside to the outside. In Compassion Tuesday, we are training this by our meditations, by hearing what is compassion in its various shades and nuances, so that we are able to have that right thought, that seed-giving thought from which a whole tree of compassion will grow with beautiful fruits that you hand out to others. This is the idea of bhakti. You become a gardener. You become, you raise your level of awareness, your consciousness, until it touches the Lord. And then you distribute the fruits to all others. I thank you very much. And see you for next Compassion Tuesday. That's the third in under this heading, Building Up Compassion. No? We started last Tuesday. Now we are in our second episode. And the whole program is finished with the next episode. Thank you very much. See you soon.